everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is April 16th, and the topic of the day with the Daily Book of Positive Quotations by Linda Pacone is Life Worth Living. And the quote is from Oliver Wendell Holmes. It's faith in something and enthusiasm for something that makes life worth living. Here's what Linda has to say. A cynical, aloof, done-it-all approach to life isn't sophisticated. It's actually quite sad. Some people act as if the world were too boring and dull for them to get too excited about it. But whatever their pretensions, their attitude, in the end, makes them boring and dull. What's the fun in being with someone who doesn't get excited about anything? Oh my gosh, who doesn't seem to care about anything? Have you ever been around a person and they don't know how to have fun? They can't find the joy in life. They just can't. And you ever been with somebody where you're in a group of people and everything is going really, really well because people are happy and you're just enjoying your time, and then that person shows up and it's like they're like the toddler that walks in and like just kicks down, you know, the sandcastle that you just spent all this fun time building because they're so miserable with their life that they cannot stand anybody to be happy. They're so miserable and they just can't see other people being happy. They just can't. So they come in like a little toddler and they have to ruin everything. They suck out the joy. Ever be with people like that? Yes, there are people like that. There are people who, no matter what they have, what they've accomplished, what they've achieved, it will never, ever be enough to have them pause and say, you know what? I got a life worth living. Yep. Their attitude and their pretensions in the end makes them miserable, boring, and dull. And what's the fun about being with someone who doesn't get excited about anything? You know, one of the things that I appreciate about myself, and I'm laughing because I see this in people that are in my life. I like the fact that I've maintained my childlike curiosity, and then also playfulness. Yes, I do. I like that about myself, and my friends are like that too. I guess it's maybe why we get along so well. Yes, I enjoy that. I like the playfulness. Out of all the stuff, I'm going to knock on wood here. We just had, a holiday. And what's funny and why I'm laughing is because in the Greek tradition, you know, yes, there are things that we do by ritual and say, hey, you want to know what? Yes. When people are having fun and somebody comes in, because they're, you know, life isn't great and they're just miserable. They're miserable and they don't like to see other people having a good time. It's when you have to think about like, what's up with that? Maybe you need to take a pause, take a time out,
go sit on the step and take a time out and work it out. All right. Who doesn't like to get excited about just about anything, right? We had a couple days in Minnesota here where we had 80 degree weather. And then we got slammed with like 6 inches of snow. And before the snow, though, we all went out and had the first scoop of ice cream of spring. Just some little fun rituals that we do. But yeah, it makes life worth living, right? Absolutely. Here's the affirmation of the day. I will allow myself to be enthusiastic about the world, whether others think it's cool or not. Yeah, you're damn right. Do you want to dance down the aisle? Or you want to sing down the aisle at your local grocery store? Do it. If you want to stand up in the middle of a stadium and you're the only person who's singing Sweet Caroline, do it. If you want to be in your kitchen, yes, with the windows open, singing your heart out, making your favorite meal, do it. Do it. Yes, it's faith in something and enthusiasm for something that makes life worth living. What is it that makes life worth living? What is it that you look at your life and say, you want to know what? This is pretty exciting. I got some exciting, amazing things going on here. Yes, that have you be enthusiastic about your life. What do you got going on? Drop us a line, put a comment in there, wherever you're listening to this wonderful podcast on your favorite platform, or reach us at hello@ptsdandbeyond.org. Because as always, we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.